Well, hello people, Solar Man here, the voice in the darkness. So today, the UK is basking in 30 and 30-some degrees temperature, and quite humid. Very unusual. But this is a day I picked to go down the middle of town to get a Wendy's. I know, I'm as mad as a hatter. And it is actually quite warm out there. But I got the bus down to the middle of town, got off the bus, and I couldn't believe the amount of people downtown. It was jam-packed. Why would you want to mill around in a hot place like that? Shopping. Well, I guess I'm down there, but I'm getting a Wendy's. So I go into Wendy's and it's not too busy, thank God. And it's cool. I order my Dave's special and go upstairs to eat it. That's a Dave's double, that is. And it was very nice. So I thought I'd take a look sort of downtown just for a second or two. So I sat on a wall to kind of have a smoke. Oh yeah, new law. If you throw your cigarette butt down, you can get fined £100. Anyway, there was people walking all over the place. It wasn't long before a Femon and her daughter sat down close beside me. Femon looked about 38, 40. Daughter looked about 12, 13. And she got on the phone immediately. And she said to somebody they'd been looking for that special top all day. Now it's about 3 p.m. by now, so that's a long time. So they've just come downtown to look for that special top. Oh no, they had quite a few bags in their hand. They'd been shopping for other stuff too. The top was probably just the excuse to get down there. Anyway, she tells this person how they stopped for lunch and where they stopped, and how the lunch was, and they were going to continue their shopping to look for that special top. So they're going to spend the whole complete day shopping, not producing anything, just spending money. And I kind of took a look around and I saw loads of Femons with their mothers, probably doing the exact same thing. I guess it's training for them. There was the odd group of young men down there, but they were there for drinking, to find a bar. And there was other men down there too, but they were kind of attached to their Femon. You know, walking beside her or hand in hand. And you know he's down there because she wanted to go down there. He didn't look exactly relaxed. But generally it was mostly all Femons. Now many years ago, the money they were spending was a man's. I don't know where a lot of the Femons are getting their money now. Probably just going in debt, I expect. Anyway, I took a walk down to the beach. And as you can see, the beach is completely packed. Hardly anybody's in the water, because it's too damn cold and it's polluted. And as you can see in the background, that's a pier. That's the Palace Pier. I walked past that today. But I have no idea where all these people have come from and why you'd want to sit on a crowded beach like that. But I did hear some people that were from out of town. They were staying at a travel lodge. And these people don't realize how expensive it is down there and what a shithole place it has become. A lot of places didn't look clean to me. Very unkept. Drinks way overpriced. Man, I don't even know why I'm telling you all this. It's just I have such a boring life. I thought I'd share it with somebody. So I thought I'd get a nice cream, you know. So I got a nice chocolate fudge ice cream. It was £4 for one very, very small scoop. It was nice, but it didn't make me feel much better. I felt as though I've just been robbed with a smile. But as I walked along the promenade, it once again was mostly all kind of Femons. And they all kind of walked towards me, staring at me. Not because I'm weird. Well, I am. Maybe they thought, what's that old guy doing down here? No, they were staring at me to see if I was staring at them. Now, I've known that game for years, but the Femons seem to be a bit needy nowadays. But I was wearing my sunglasses, so they didn't know where I was looking. But a lot of them put on the special walk when they went by, as they do, you know. But don't worry, it's not because I think I'm a really good-looking man. It's just that Femons nowadays are such attention-seeking whores, aren't they? Anyway, I was glad to get the hell out of there. And I got off the bus in a kind of unbuilt-up area. And there used to be a path a couple of years ago I used to walk through as a shortcut. But it'd grown up a lot, so I started walking where I thought the path was. And all of a sudden, I was waist-deep in brambles. And it was further to go back than it was forward, so I kept on going. And I was thinking if I tripped and fell and sort of maybe died there, nobody would know until the winter. But I finally made it through, because you know how rugged I am. But my tracksuit was covered with a load of burrs and God knows what else. I look like I've been through a hay baler. Anyway, that's the sort of exciting things I do during the day sometimes. And tonight will be some Peroni beers and probably more bullshit. So all day the sun has been beating on the building I live in. So when the sun goes down, you know what happens. All that heat comes out. So it may be a warm night. Good job, I have a fan. Air conditioning, you say? No, England hasn't suffered from hot heat for a long time. Although I have noticed England suffering from it the last few years. Oh God, the climate changing people are starting to yell about it. No, it's just the natural course of weather changes over time. If the world survives and England survives, it would be kind of like Mediterranean type weather eventually. Of course, I won't see that. Hell, I may not even see tomorrow. Hey, nice talking to you guys. You take it easy.